Topic 1. Technique 24. Observations as supporting evidence. Technique 24. Your own observations, or the observations of others, can be used as supporting evidence for the statements you write. Ideally, observations should be supported by additional evidence, such as photographs, videos, experimentation, multiple observers, etc. Additional supporting evidence is especially important if you are making an unusual claim or argument based on your observations or the observations of others. Subtopic: Why observation should be supported by additional evidence. If you search historical records, you can find many individuals that claim to have observed phenomena that would contradict science and common sense. Observations and related interpretations and claims sometimes appear to be influenced by human imagination more than by reality. People often confuse observations with interpretations. A common example is seeing an object in the sky and assuming it was created by aliens from another planet. A realistic assumption would be that it was created by people from our planet, who have a history of creating flying objects over the last 2,000 years. This includes kites, balloons, gliders, airplanes, jet planes, rockets, and drones. Subtopic: When are observations good supporting evidence? If the observations can be easily confirmed by others, you have good supporting evidence. For an example, let us assume you discover a cave on the side of a mountain. If you provide the exact location of the cave, so others can examine it, your observation is excellent supporting evidence. You would also have good supporting evidence if you provided video or series of photographs of the cave, the mountain, and surrounding area. If you are a well-known explorer, with an established reputation, a detailed description of the cave would probably be considered good supporting evidence by most readers. If your observations were based on a well-known tourist site, such as Howe Caverns, you would have excellent supporting evidence. If your observations were based on experimental results, you would have good supporting evidence if you described the experiment so other people can duplicate it. If other qualified people could not duplicate your experiment, your observations would be poor supporting evidence. Subtopic: Observations as supporting evidence in personal essays, articles, and research papers. If you are writing a personal essay, and you describe your observations in a reasonable and believable way, most readers would probably consider it as adequate supporting evidence. However, if your observations were very unusual, or you were writing a scientific article or research paper, your observations would probably be assessed as inadequate. For scientific articles and research papers, observation should be supported by additional evidence. If this cannot be done, a simple strategy is not to mention the observations. Another alternative is to explain that the observations are unconfirmed, and they must be evaluated with additional studies. This would encourage others to confirm or refute the observations and related claims. Additional information from web-based sources. Writing on experiences, observations, traumatic events, Margot Fink. How do I write a reflection? Why reflective writing? Personal statement, finding a formula, video.